You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm always great, right?
Of course you are.
Of course.
Even early in the morning.
I know. Our guest today is Kevin Powell with Rubicon Custom Homes. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We were talking before the show that you're on about once a year at least.
Right.
We can only coerce you to get on at that time. You're very busy.
Busy.
Very busy. Tell us a little bit about Rubicon. I know you guys have been around for, what, 10, 15
sure,
years now?
10 years. A little over 10 years.
10-year anniversary.
Yeah. Rubicon, we specialize custom home construction, mm-hmm. remodels, renovations, light commercial work. So you can see our work in most neighborhoods throughout the community. So. Mm-hmm.
And many other places.
Yes, yes.
That you don't realize.
Mm.
There's some multifamily houses or homes that are available with Rubicon stamp up.
Exactly.
There's a building down on Kirkwood.
Yes.
I think it's called, the Rubicon.
Yeah, that was an easy one when we had to give a name to plan it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love it, though. It's
right.
Great. So you are here because Parade of Homes is this weekend.
Correct. Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about Parade of Homes. You have a home again.
We do.
Have you had one for every year for the 10 years you've been?
No. We set a couple years out. We partnered a couple times with Meadowood for those. Had some of our other ones in. And we probably missed a year or two in there.
Yeah.
So.
But so you've got this beautiful home in Bryn Mawr.
Bryn Mawr, yes. We're really excited to showcase this home, kind of playing off last year's entry. It's more of a contemporary, modern style.
Mm-hmm.
It really is bringing a lot of today's design trends to market. So we partnered again with Allie Marie Designs, who has really done an outstanding job with how this home is designed and staged. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a must-see.
She did your last home as well,
correct? Yeah. Yep.
And I remember going into that home, and there were just some really cool features that you can tell it's her touch.
I mean,
she's just, and I know she got some business even out of that home, because one of my friends actually called me and said, how do I get in touch with her? Because I need somebody to help me. I have a lot of stuff.
Right.
And she's just really great. She's got a great eye.
She does. And she'll be on site for both weekends.
Great.
So. Be there to talk with people and hand out business cards, too. So
tell us some of the cool features about this home.
Sure. Well, we were talking a little bit beforehand that we chose Bryn Mawr because it's kind of a unique neighborhood and allowed us to get that modern, contemporary feel of the home.
Mm-hmm.
The interior, again, with that kind of design is open, very open floor plan, mm-hmm. which is really trending now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's each corner of this home is filled with features, from the HV system with HFI did. So we'll put
Thank
that plug in there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. To the home automation systems and Richcraft Wood Products is a mm-hmm. group out of Ellettsville that did all the custom cabinetry mm-hmm. and built-ins. So.
And we've had them on the show before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, so it's just a real, the kitchen is, high gloss cabinet doors with a walnut veneer book match. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
Turned out really well. So we used quartz countertops. Mm-hmm. There's a granite island with a waterfall edge.
Waterfall edge?
Yeah, yeah. So as it comes across the top, turns down the side, and runs to the floor.
Yep.
So definitely, every aspect of it, we've sourced logs that we've turned into countertops.
Oh, cool!
In bathrooms here, the master suite itself is about 1,100 square feet.
Wow!
So,
it's like the size of my daughter's apartment.
Yeah,
right. Right.
This
his and hers closets, laundry room,
mm-hmm.
Massive walk-in shower, tub. Mm-hmm. It's got its own sitting room in there. So.
Okay.
And each one, again, is from the decor to the wall colors to the finishes is something we're really proud to let the public come in and see.
That's awesome. Yeah, one of the things that I think I really liked about the last house that you had in the show is that you actually had your laundry in your closet upstairs in the master room. Did you do that again?
Yeah, so this one has has two laundry rooms. Yeah, so you have one upstairs that services the three bedrooms and two baths upstairs, and then the master suite has its own private laundry area too. So
I love that. I know. As a woman, I love that.
But I think people find that even just the way we live today, it's just a smart design choice.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah. When I moved into my home 20 years ago, I thought I was in heaven when the laundry was just upstairs with us.
Just upstairs and not in the basement.
And my husband was like, why do you want it up here? And I was like, are you kidding? Kids, all the laundry's up here. The only thing I have to bring up here now is towels from the kitchen. So to me, that was the best thing that builders ever did was move it.
Right. Well, each client we work with, we try and build smart, we say. So just look at the way people live and their time is very valuable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rather than walking up and down stairs 20 times for loads of laundry, you know, if you can have a set on each.
Oh, yeah.
If the house plan allows it, then it makes sense.
I think it makes good use for generational living, too.
Absolutely.
We're seeing more and more, you know, grandparents moving in or, you know, children moving back. So it kind of, you know, creates that, you know, better use of space.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the other things that you guys did in the last home. So, you know, I haven't been in the new home yet, so I can't say. But you had, bathrooms or at least either full or partial bathrooms connected to every bedroom almost.
Right.
Yeah. So that's always so nice.
Right. We did that again. So
did you?
Yeah. We took, you know, we got a lot of good feedback from the public last parade and kind of took that and some other insights. And again, from the trade shows we go to, you know, the International Build Show and some of the markets, kind of combined all that into what we think is a better entry this year.
Awesome. Nice. That's great. I love that. I can't wait to see it. And I love that it's in Bryn Mawr.
Right.
Like you said, I think that was a neighborhood that, you know, it's been around for a long time, but people didn't really build in it right away. And a house or two, and we were talking earlier that it was probably about 8 years ago that there was the first house there on the corner on the left when you pull in was in the parade about 8 years ago.
Right.
And then there was nothing. And you saw a few houses go in every now and then, but now you say there's only one lot left in Bryn Mawr.
Right.
So.
Yeah, this is our third home we've built there. Actually, we're going to get ready to start another one in August. But yeah, there's one lot left, and you can't beat the location on the east side of town, close to everything, and just some really neat architecture.
Definitely. So. If you're interested in living in that neighborhood, you better come to the parade this weekend or next weekend and talk to Kevin. He'll be in his house. They're the third house on the left.
Exactly.
And he could build you your dream home right there in Bryn Mawr.
You know, build it anywhere.
We could,
Absolutely. Well, and that's the other thing is that you don't just build. This house is a very high-end house.
It's correct.
A very large house, obviously, with the master suite of 1,100 square feet.
Right.
This is not a medium-sized house. This is a very large house. However, you do build medium-sized houses. You do build as well. I think some people know you only for building more higher-end homes.
Sure.
And I think part of that is you just put some really nice features in homes, no matter what the cost is. You have a great eye, and working with customers and clients, I think you know what they're looking for in talking to them.
Right. Well, again, it goes back to building smart. So just, you know, just because something's trendy doesn't mean we need to buy that name brand.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of other auxiliary brands that give you that same look for a better price point. So, yeah, we build all over the scale. So from doing things for Habitat, you know, to entry-level homes, to kind of move-up secondary homes, and then a lot of the high-end work as well. So, and that goes for remodels to new construction.
Absolutely, yeah. And we were talking before we even started the show today that you're doing a lot of remodeling and additions and things like that. And so we're going to take a quick break. Maybe after the break we can talk a little bit about some of that kind of stuff.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back with Kevin Powell from Rubicon Custom Homes.